What about a piece of furniture that's long that several people can sit on, upholstered?
Uh-huh. A couch.
I
can say sofa too. I've used both, but.
Use both. Same thing.
Okay.
Same item.
Right.
Okay.
Sofa or a couch is the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, if there's more than one.
Right.
Two. How about something on the windows that rolls up and down?
Well, shades, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you have those at your house? Do you have some kind of blinds?
No.
No. Just curtains?
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't have curtains.
I live in the woods, which is so nice.
Oh, okay.
So rhododendron are the curtains.
So you can see the view.
Mm-hmm.
I like it that way, too. The window's open, so you can see. How about in the bedroom? What sort of furniture do you have to keep the clothes in?
Closet.
How about those big pieces that you can hang closets in? What are those called? Not hang
armoire.
Closets, hang
armoire is one thing I've used, but I'm trying to think. What else have I heard? We didn't have those as children, and my grandmother didn't either, which is interesting. But Sarah Marsh's family has them. But armoire.
Okay. What about with drawers in it?
Dresser drawers or chest of drawers? Or dresser.
Okay.
I used all three.
How about covers on the bed?
Well, a bedspread is one thing. A coverlet.
Is that the same as a bedspread or different?
It's different. It's a coverlet. It's hand woven or loomed. Loomed.
Okay.
And bedspread is, you know, something that's more mass produced.
Okay.
It could be lighter. It could be lightweight, more lightweight. And then now I have a comforter. But an L.L. Bean comforter, you know, stuffed with goose down or something.
Okay.
So that's even heavier. That would
it's
be a
puffy
heavier way to be warmer.
Kind of, Okay. What is the term for if you take the blankets off the bed and put on the floor to make a bed, like for a baby or something? Have you heard a name for that?
Well, the only thing that comes to my mind is a pad, but there's probably another name.
Pallet?
Oh, yeah, pallet. Pallet, that's it.
Okay. And how about a room in the top of the house to store things?
Attic.
Would you have any particular room at your house where you might keep old things that you're not using? Just a general storage.
I don't. I mean, I'm having to use the basement now until I clear it all out. But some people, I guess I've heard storage room, just a separate room completely called a storage room. I don't have it.
Okay. What would be a term to describe all that kind of stuff that you keep around, but you don't really have any use for.
Oh, golly. Well, junk. Junk.
Okay. And how about the room that you would cook and eat in?
The kitchen?
Do you have a separate place to eat?
I don't. Mine's sort of all together.
Okay.
My parents had a dining room. My grandmother had a dining room.
Okay.
Both were sort of formal.
Did they use